Northfield Mayor Rhonda Powdell is now sitting in the studios with us. Good morning, Mayor Powdell.
Good morning, Jeff. Great to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're here. I'm sorry Ben Martig, our city administrator, couldn't join you, but he's had some things come up this morning.
Yes.
And not surprising, because we got some nasty, nasty weather out there today.
Yes, but I'm so thankful. I mean, it's bright. It's sunshiny. It could be overcast and gray, and yet we have a new dusting of snow. Everything looks fresh, right?
Oh, man, if it was December 7th, I would say yes. But it's not.
Yes.
Let's go into the meeting last night. I want to start off with something on the that was on the consent agenda. I don't want to skip over too much, but you've had the mayor's youth task force on alcohol and drug use. That has been going on for quite some time, and it has kind of gone by the way of the dinosaur, but not really. It's something new and different. It's evolved. So why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, our mayor's task force for youth alcohol and drug use has really been in existence since, I think, during Mayor Lansing's time. He was the one that officially created the group, and they've been doing really significant work quietly, discreetly, really behind the scenes, ensuring that our youth really have a healthy place, free of alcohol and drug use in our community, and influencing our youth to make wise decisions. And so they just do a fantastic job. And so one of the things that we get to do is task force is really something that's very, has an end date to it, right? It's a, you complete
Here's
a specific task,
task,
and then you're done with it. So one of the things that we did is that we are creating them as a regular board or commission. So they've also taken on a new name. They will be called the Northfield Alliance for Substance Abuse Prevention. So Northfield ASAP, right?
All right.
Isn't that great? I loved it. Love their acronym. And they just do great work for our community. So I'm excited that they will be a permanent board and commission for our community.
We wish them the best of luck in doing that. They've certainly got their tasks ahead of them.
Yes.
Let's move on into the regular agenda. You discussed considered a consultant to work with the Northwest Area land use, land out there by the hospital, figure out what to do with that. You hire, you appointed a commission on that earlier in the spring, or whatever, spring or late winter, whatever this may be. And now this is kind of the next step. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so that Northwest Area Land Use Consultant and Process Advisory Committee really had, they've met a couple different times, have representatives on their strong representation, really from the EDA, City Council, and the Planning Commission. And then we have a representative from the Housing and Redevelopment Authority, the Hospital Board, and St. Olaf. And so really some great minds around the table to say, how should we move forward with a process and potentially a consultant that can really help us as decision makers find common ground on what the vision should be for that area out there. Currently, there's no adopted vision for the area around the hospital. And so this would be an opportunity for us to revisit that, right, and to find that common ground, because without a vision, you don't have any defined direction or clear direction given to your city staff so that they can go out then and accomplish it. So this is just one step in the process, getting the council's buy-in on the questions to be asked, who would be involved in that process. And so in the two-pager that really was before the council last night, and it was before the Planning Commission and the EDA as well, just really highlighting that this committee that was created will then vet some consultants and bring back a recommendation to the council for them to officially approve.
Now, from what it's my understanding that back maybe 7-8 years ago when the land was annexed, there was a consultant who did some studies then, and that was not really popular, evidently, with our elected officials at that time. There were some things that people didn't like on that. What have you looked at that? You were part of it back then. What was it that wasn't right with that?
I think part of it was timing. As I understand, from the time back then, it was really considered if you go back and you think about 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011, we were just coming off a recession. We were coming off unallotments from the state government with our LGA. Mm-hmm. And so people were really looking, how can we be really solidly financially sustainable? And the amount of the cost of infrastructure to implement a 530-acre plan or vision for that area out there was really a sticking point. People were concerned that it didn't align with our economic development TIP plan, which there's a about 120 or 150 acres that's recommended in our TIP plan for a Blue Ribbon project, really to bring forward for the community. And 530 acres is really significantly more than that. So the committee really reviewed some of the work that was done previously in 2011 with that master planning project. This isn't a redo of that. It's really just taking that information, ensuring that it's still accurate and we can move forward and stand on it as solid data for creating a common vision there, and then getting the decision makers around the table together. And that would be EDA, Planning Commission, and the Council to see if we can find common ground on how we should be moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you do hire a consultant, if you do, do they, beforehand, do you tell the consultant, hey, we want this, that, and the other thing, here's what we have envisioned? Do they come up with their own vision? How does that work?
My hope is that...
Well, they have some guidelines,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, absolutely. So... are in the recommendation from the committee, it really outlines some of our founding documents. So our comprehensive plan, our economic development plan, our city strategic plan, and our transportation plan. So any consultant hired should have a really solid understanding of what those plans say.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be consistent with those plans. They were developed by consultants, voted on, approved by councils, and so those are our jumping off point.
Okay.
So the plan or the vision really shouldn't be the consultant telling us. It should be them helping us to discover really what it is based on what our plans say.
All right. Yeah. Once again, Rhonda Pownell, Mayor of Northfield, is with us, and we're talking about last night's council meeting. Let's move on to the next subject. There is another consultant perhaps being hired. That decision wasn't made last night, but that was concerning the pedestrian bike and trail system to get an update and a request for a proposal on that. Talk about that and what it is and what it means.
Yeah, absolutely. So this was identified in the council strategic plan to really update the pedestrian, bike, and park trail system plan.
Mm-hmm.
So this has come up several times when we're looking at accessibility to our high school and the safety of crossings and out at the middle school and Arcadia Charter School that's down behind Perkins Restaurant. So we really want to ensure that people can get around our community, non-motorists, aged 80 or age 8, right, that can get around in our community and access destinations of our community really safely and easily.
Now, when was the last time Northfield took a good look at this and came up with a revised plan?
Yeah, so that was back in 2008.
Okay.
So this is an opportunity to really take into account the different infrastructure and buildings and things that have went in place since then and identify the network gaps mm-hmm. for bicycling and pedestrians and... take a look at that Milltowns Trail route and how that should be guided through our community, and as well as pedestrian routes to and from our schools.
All right. When would you like to see this done? At least the the study.
Yeah, the hope is that that will be done and back before the council in February of 2019.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's move on. The city administrator had a performance review. Try that again. Performance review. Actually, or is it coming up? Policy was discussed on
yeah.
that. Is so that I know when he does have a review, that's mm-hmm. not a public event.
No, it's not.
Okay.
And this is really not specifically about Administrator Martig's review.
Mm-hmm.
It's really getting a policy and a process in place that the council has buy-in on
mm-hmm.
and that's really clearly laid out, that it's concise, that it's consistent. and that it's continuous,
mm-hmm.
right? So oftentimes when you come in as a city councilor, you may not have had any previous experience. That was my case when I came mm-hmm. on the council in 2009. And you have your primary employee of the city council is the city administrator. And so having an adopted policy by the council in place that's been well vetted, well put together, that can serve as a really solid place from which to start as you look at reviewing and what that process really should be for how you go about reviewing your primary employee, which is the city administrator of the city.
All right.
Yeah.
One final thing. You had a closed session last night to discuss the possibility of purchasing some land for a potential liquor store. And those are the Q Block and Econo Foods. It is a closed meeting, so a lot of that you can't talk about. But what can you talk about out of that meeting?
So really, it was really just talking about the potential purchase offer options for two sites that the council has previously identified.
Mm-hmm.
No action was taken. It was just discussion only. And staff will be working on the issue. There's no timeline identified, but there's an active review of the liquor store options and expansion.
Would the to build that liquor store, would the site have to be purchased? Could it be leased? Could you have some type of lease agreement?
All those things are on the table and are potentially being looked at as we consider how we move forward with regards to the liquor store. There will be more public conversations around this issue as it continues to move forward or if it continues to move forward. So I think it's been on the table, as you know, for a really long time for our community, and we need to find where we want to go with it.
So. All right. Okay. Yeah. Anything else, Mayor Poundell?
Yeah, I just say I want to remind the community that the League of Women Voters will be sponsoring a Census 2020 presentation coming up on April 16th at the high school, and I believe the start time is 7 p.m. Plans, preparations for census, it seems like it's a long way off, but it really isn't, and ensuring that we have an accurate count of as a community is really important to our organizations that really rely on federal grants and things to fund them, like Healthy Community Initiative or others in our community. So it's really important that we get an accurate count. It's also really important for ensuring that we maintain all of our representatives or our seats in the House of Representatives at the federal level. So just in that first opportunity that our community has to really get a look at the Census 2020 and what's coming up and what might be the issues. So.
Yeah, boy, every 10 years we get a reminder of just how deep the census is, and I mean how deep the reach of the census, and how so many things hinge upon accurate counts.
Yes.
It's you forget about that over time, but all those things very, very important. So
yeah, it is.
Good. We start planning now.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Mayor.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff.
Northfield Mayor Rhonda Poundell. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.